look, I think that there's still a lot of issues out there to deal with this drought situation in the long term, particularly with the Bureau of Meds' recent forecast of pretty deep El Nino. But look, I think most of the $300 odd million that has been announced, the majority of it is the $250 million that's merely rolling over the existing concessional loans that haven't been taken up anyway.
And the message that I'm hearing from farmers is there's a good reason why those loans haven't been taken up.
Oh, there are several reasons, but mainly relating to the eligibility criteria. We've still got issues in the south and west of the Walgettshire with the 1 in 50 drought map. For some reason, the bomb modelling throws us out, and we believe that's due to the distance between Bureau of Met weather stations. We have one at Walgett Airport, one at Canamble Airport, and Canamble Airport hasn't really been in drought. And then the next one to the southwest of us is over in the Ningen area, which once again hasn't been in drought.
So that's ruling out a lot of people who would say that they're in need of that assistance. What other problems are there with the package from the federal government?
Well, it's to do with the interpretation or the eligibility, particularly the loan value ratio. That's the ratio of your mortgage secured debt to the level of security you have in your mortgage property. It's peaked at 70%, so you can borrow no more than 70% of the value of your mortgage security. That is not a federal requirement. That's a requirement put in place by the Board of the Rural Assistance Authority. And the other one is serviceability, so the ability to service the loan over time. That in itself is starting to have issues as people are it's based on historical performance, and the last 3 years our historical performance is looking pretty ordinary.
So effectively what you're saying is that the last package wasn't well accessed. You don't seem to think that this package is going to be any better?
Not without some significant changes in the eligibility criteria, in the cost of the money, and in the by extending the loan period.
Now, if we're talking about the cost of the money, the government would say it's quite a generous scheme. What would your response be to that?
Look, it's an interesting point you make, Sal. The government often announces these things as though they're actually giving the rural community something. The concession loans have to be paid back. You know, this is not aid the same as foreign aid to another country is just a cheque written and sent and disappears into a dark hole. The concession loan schemes have to be repaid, and the forward estimates show that they're cash flow positive to government. The government's borrowing money at the cash rate of 2% and lending it out at in excess of 3% and 4%.
What is your reaction to last night's budget? Is there anything in there that you can see offers hope?
Not particularly. It's very interesting that there's tax cuts to small business, particularly in the rural area. That's something we'd look forward to being able to enjoy, but I can't see it happening in the short term. But look, I read one commentary this morning that described the budget as a bit like a safari suit, beige and well-fitting. I can see nothing outstanding in it.